Win, lose, or drone! Win, lose, or drone!
So normally this would be under Drone Nation, but actually I think that it's more under...
All aboard, train's good, plane's bad.
Woo-hoo! A lot of drone news popping up.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of irritating ones. Here's the first one. Popular Mechanics, which we know is a total New World Order shill publication. They think steel buildings on fire evaporate. they wrote their report of Air France 447. This is the Airbus that went down, in a crazy manner. So they give the transcript and everything, and they draw the following conclusion. After this accident... The million-dollar question, I don't know why it's a million, because they're Popular Mechanics, I guess they know, but it makes sense. The million-dollar question is whether training, instrumentation, and cockpit procedures can be modified all around the world so that no one will ever make this mistake again, or whether the inclusion of the human element will always entail the possibility of a catastrophic outcome. So they are now on board with the unmanned aerial vehicles. Then we have the IEEE. Now, this is an engineering organization. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, they're the big ones.
IEEE
is referred to by the insiders.
So they have a website, a magazine, Spectrum. And here is their quote that they got from the CEO of Boeing Airlines. In the sphere of commercial flight, too, automation has thinned the cockpit crew from 5 to just the pilot and a co-pilot, which is actually the first officer, whose jobs it has greatly simplified. Do we even need those two? Many aviation experts think not.
Where was this?
This is in the IEEE Spectrum.
Oh, brother.
It's in the show notes, of course. A pilotless airliner is going to come. It's just a question of when, said James Albaugh, president and CEO of Boeing Commercial Airlines, in a talk he gave in August at the AIAA Modeling and Simulation Technologies Conference, I missed that one, in Portland. Last quote, you'll see it in freighters first, over water probably, landing very close to the shore. So this entire drone thing is a setup. We will fly on drone. Everything's going to be a drone. In fact... the police in, where was this, Nelson County, Washington, armed with a search warrant, Nelson County Sheriff Kelly Janke went looking for 6 missing cows on the Brossard Farm in the early evening of June 23rd. 3 men brandishing rifles chased him off, he said. Janke knew the gunman could be anywhere on the 3,000-acre spread in East North Dakota. Fearful of an armed standoff, he called in reinforcements from the State Highway Patrol, a regional SWAT team, a bomb squad, ambulances, and deputy sheriffs from 3 other countries. He also called in a Predator B drone.
This was some guys who just said, get off my property?
Yeah, because 6 cows went missing. They called in a predator, not just a, like a little camera thing, a predator drone.
What a waste of the taxpayers' money.
Oh.
It's all going to end when we're dead, broke, and bankrupt as a country.
So this...
But what you're saying or implying, I would think, about the whole Iranian thing, which we're going to have to talk about for a minute.
Yep.
And I do have a clip.
Good.
Which is kind of sets up the whole thing, and it's got a couple misleading pieces of information. It's done by Anderson Pooper.
Of course.
Was that these things are so amazing, these drones, and that you can imagine a pilotless aircraft, because it was parked on the tarmac with his wheels down, and it apparently landed in the middle of the desert. No problem. Didn't get dented.
Nope.
How did that work?
The stolen drone, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, it has its own Twitter address. You realize that, right? The drone.
No, you got me on that one.
The drone is tweeting.
You sure? I'm sure it's not just a hoax and you just.
Really? Yeah. It's very, very funny, actually. I forget what
it's a hoax.
Yeah, of course it's a hoax, but the drone is saying stuff like, boy, this lack of sleep mode deprivation is really getting to me. No, yeah, he's okay. Tweeting
back,
funny
back
stuff.
To the story.
Okay. So set up your clip, and then I have information from our insider.
Well, here's a clip that's the background. And for people who didn't follow this, this lost drone. This drone is apparently we have a drone, a stealth drone, that somehow, instead of going through its fail-safe process, in other words, it lost contact with headquarters. It should immediately at that point
return home.
It goes right into the GPS mode, turns around and goes home and lands. That's what they do. That's what they're coded to do. And that's why if you have them flying around the U.S. and you can send a scrambling beam up and aim it at them, it'll just turn them off and they go away. And then if there was something really bad with it, would have crashed. And or would have landed in the middle of nowhere and not necessarily given out a signal where it was, but somehow it landed right in somebody's backyard, and the Iranians picked it up and rolled it over to the didn't take off again or anything. I mean, this whole thing is just so weird.
Bob,
here's the clip.
Do you agree with that this is technology that the Iranians might share with the Russians, the Chinese?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if the Iranians themselves can't get into this and figure out how it works, they'll invite the Chinese in from one of these parastatal companies. They'll look at it. And this is extremely damaging because this drone had, thermal imaging cameras. The resolution on the photography is very, very good. And as we know, it's the same drone that was used to surveil bin Laden's compound before the raid.
What? I didn't know that.
It's bogus.
A key role in collecting intelligence, as it does against Iranian nuclear facilities.
So, Bob, countries like China, Russia, they don't have this drone technology already?
Not this good, no. I mean, we truly are at the best. We've been working
ass,
at it for 10 years. It's been a key element in the war in Afghanistan and Iraq and over the tribal areas of Pakistan.
Yeah.
I think this is another intelligence catastrophe.
Yeah. Well, no. No. So I spoke to my insider who works in Virginia. Enough said, right? And so I said, hey, is this because obviously, the drone should have flown home. So the only thing that could have happened is that someone intercepted the signal and then steered the drone away and then had it land.
They would have to have all the decryption and encryption information, assuming it's encrypted.
Thank you. Remember that I think we relayed it on the show that often it's so buggy that they just turn off the encryption just to be able to fly the thing. So I contacted the drone insider, and the drone insider, and I'm just going to quote verbatim about your question. I think the people running the drones are super incompetent and have too much going on when it comes to academics supporting them with intelligent solutions. Then they don't even know how to manage it after they acquire it. Sometimes they get this research software, get it almost free, and don't even update it. Also, anything leaked to the media is always an inside job. I can't even confirm if this stolen drone crap is true. And I'll take that as they don't have no drone. They didn't get no drone. It's all just another PR campaign.
Well, that would make more sense than what we're hearing. This drone lands pristine condition. We see a bunch of pictures of it, but who sent us the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just another thing to slam Iran, so we have another thing against them. We heard anything? Is there any Iranians that listen to our show? Or is there anybody that would maybe is this news? And on the Iranian media, we can figure that out. We'll look at that maybe after this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, the whole thing, it could have been a real drone that they do have that has got nothing going on. I mean, just like, let's take this cool drone and give it to them.
This is a cool drone, man. Hey.
It's a cool drone. Let's send it to Iran. Let it land over there. Act all like it's like a lost puppy. And keep put a bunch of gear and crazy things in there that says some weird stuff on, like, thermal imager, and it's got like some crazy circuit in there. It's really an old, Z80 computer or something. And let them suffer with it.
It's a BBC Spectrum.
I mean, it could be misinformation drone, you put that, you know, why not? I mean, and then they can also see what the where the channel is. Does it end up in China? Is there something coded? So when you turn the circuit on, does it send a signal to the internet and say, okay,
here I am.
Move me to China. I'm in China.
China.
I mean, there's lots of ways of doing that. That's what I would do. And you set it up so the whole thing is a honeypot.
Right.
Let's see if the Russians and the Chinese or the Chinese are in bed with Iran exchanging technology. This is one way of finding out.